Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
With me is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotic Industry, and Melissa Ramos, owner of Sexy Food Therapy. Hey, Melissa, I got a great question for you. I watch your podcast.
I'm all ears.
I watch your podcast, and they're hysterical, they're wonderful, and they're very poignant.
Aww.
Let me ask you a question. Why should we care, and why should we love our guts?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's interesting because when you go back to, like, ancient texts, like Ayurvedic, East Indian medical text, Chinese medical text, at the core of it, they all actually talk about gut health and that everything stems from there. Like, everything you put into your body, you have a choice of what you put in. And if you're putting in the wrong foods, even if stress is impacting your gut, the mental stress, all different forms that can impact your gut will end up permeating and creating a ripple effect to the rest of your health and your immune system and hormones and so forth. So your gut health is just absolutely crucial.
Well, you know, we eat a lot of different things every day, and we're probably eating a whole bunch of stuff that we're not supposed to. And I know Natasha will chime in and say that, you know, it's not just about we are what we eat. We're also what we are, what we digest, and what our body can actually build up to process all the crazy things that we're eating. But let me ask you a quick question, then I'll ask Natasha. When we're dealing with our guts in general, how much of it actually controls the way we feel every day?
Very much so, and in so many different ways. So if you are, and it's very, you know, to be honest with you, there's a reason why that I walked out on the TEDx stage with the Poop Whisperer t-shirt, because I strongly believe in this. So you consume foods, and if your digestion is a mess, we have this vagus nerve that connects to our digestive system and to our brain. And so if the digestive system is out of balance, believe it or not, it can actually cause a lot of inflammation in our brain, and we wouldn't know because we don't have pain receptors on our brain. So we have no clue if our brain is inflamed. And this, as we're starting to see studies coming out of the impact of the role of digestion with depression, I also see it a lot with the area that I focus on a lot is hormonal balance. And I love talking about hormones and poop. And the fact is that if your hormones, if your digestion's a mess, and you're not actually eliminating properly. Some people think that twice a week is normal because that's been their norm. But the issue is that if you're not eliminating properly, where do you think those hormones are going to go? They're going to end up getting recirculated into the system, and that's where we start to see things like estrogen dominance happening, where we see cases of, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome, fibroids, endometriosis. So it's a huge impact on so many other ailments of the body.
You know, Natasha, we have hundreds of millions of these microbes in our body. And, you know, we've got this 28-foot GI tract. And I think a lot of people, when they think friendly bacteria, they think the stomach. And they think, you know, inside the stomach. They don't know past that and all the things that it affects. When we're doing these probiotics and we're bringing these quality lines and strains of probiotics into our body, we have to realize that it's not just staying right in our little stomach and our tummy. It is definitely radiating out to the entire body.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in a nutshell, we have approximately 100 trillion microbes lining the 27 feet of our GI tract, from our mouth down the esophagus into the stomach, into the small intestine where a lot of our digestion and absorption goes on, and through to our large intestine, our colon, which I call our waste and disposal system. So all of that has to function properly. And when it's not functioning properly, we actually can have bad bacteria churn on millions of genes. And not only does that affect our hormone production and recycling, it affects almost everything in our body. As Melissa stated, what we think, because the second brain is its own second nervous system called the enteric nervous system. And guess what? 95% of our serotonin is produced in our gut, which does affect our moods and how we think and whether we're a grumpy old person or a young, vibrant and happy person. And age, I'm not talking about age, I'm talking about attitude. So it is important to understand from every aspect of our life. Now, what we've done for the last 60 years in this country is we've changed our diet and our habits radically, from consuming low-fat diets with no healthy fats, consuming multiple sugary products that impact the gut microbiota. And that's why we have, you know, we're focusing on today this hormonal imbalance, because believe it or not, not only do the microbes control whether we're thin or fat, it also controls, I mean, the probiotics play a major role in helping to maintain hormonal balance in women of all ages, whether you're young, middle-aged, or, you know, in menopause. The composition of your microbiota is the greatest thing to maintaining an optimal balance between estrogen and progesterone. And if that balance is thrown out of kilter from excess estrogen, then we know that hormone, what we call the hormone havoc, ensues. And that's why we have, you know, weight gains, PMS, as Melissa mentioned, endometriosis, ovarian cysts, fibroids, hot flashes, migraines, autoimmune disease, and on and on. And so we see now, and it's now studied across the world, that these microbes really do control our inner world. And we better learn to understand them. Otherwise, we're not going to have a good operating system.
No, that's very, very true. And Melissa, you kind of like myself, we like to talk about those things that nobody else wants to talk about, just like Natasha. The things that we should be talking about that we don't talk about, because most people, you know, don't take the time to think about anything. Everything we do is kind of something we check off our list every day. You know, eat, sleep, walk, work, walk the dog, laundry, clean. But when it comes to the bowels and it comes to elimination and digestion, we think if we chew it and swallow it, we're done. And whenever it leaves, it leaves. But we don't think about anything in between. And this is a huge, gigantic issue.
Yeah, it is. It's a massive issue. And I think it's really important for people to understand it isn't about you consume food, it churns in your system, and then you just poop it out. It, as Natasha was saying, the microbiota, your entire, that friendly bacteria, we're more bacteria than we are human. Like, that is astounding from what's on our skin, what's in our body. We have so much bacteria that really influences how food is assimilated. And the issue is that if we have gut dysbiosis, so for those of you guys out there who are listening, who don't understand what that means, for when your gut is imbalanced, that's going to influence even the type of toxins that are produced within our bodies, which are called endotoxins. They're produced within our bodies. And that's a really huge factor, because if we're producing endotoxins consistently, we're seeing research that's affecting everything from Parkinson's, dementia. Digestive health really is the cornerstone. And I think especially when we talk about hormones, a lot of women don't really think about hormones until they're probably in their 40s and they start to go through somewhat perimenopausal issues. Mm-hmm. But what women, all women of all ages, need to understand is whether you are in your teens, in your 20s, or right until the day that you die, we are all hormonal creatures. And at the end of the day, what happens is that this is going to affect so much. You really have to be able to concentrate on the digestive system, and that really is going to help to support hormonal balance.
You know, Natasha, a lot of people think about the inside of their body. They think about, you know, we start using probiotics, the good strains, and we're putting them in and we're feeling a difference on the inside of our body. But some people don't yet realize that that inward balance radiates outward. I mean, we spend a fortune on things to look better from the outside, but that outside healthy look and healthy living and healthy glow of the health of your skin and your hair and your nails and what you present to the world in your mirror every day does start on the inside, and it does start deep in the gut.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I tell people not only is the hormone balance affected, but also the beauty of our skin. And most young women, they're not only worried about obesity and hormone balance, they're worried about how their skin looks. And many of them are not told that the beauty of the skin is controlled actually by 80% of what's going on in your gut. So no matter how expensive your cream is or your, cosmetic therapy is at the end of the day, it's only up to 15 to 20% effective. And actually, if you want to have better looking skin, especially if you have issues with hormone replacement, then you are absolutely must consider diet change and the proper probiotic supplementation and engaging in some exercise if you want to have this transformation, what I call, that is so essential to all of us in westernized countries, because God knows for the last four decades we've seen a huge decline in the health of our elderly, the middle-aged people, adolescents, and even children. We see cases of projectile vomiting in infants as little as 6 months. And this is not a good indication of where our society needs to go.
You know, Melissa, when you talk to people and you start giving them information about diet and how to feel better about themselves and how to, you know, embrace their bodies and embrace life in general, and you start talking about diet, they all embrace that. But when you bring up the topic of gut health and elimination and, you know, a better bowel movement and things like that, do you see them kind of backing up because they're hard to embrace it?
I think so, because of the fact that it's a very taboo subject.
Yeah.
We don't think to speak about digestive health. We don't think about, and I always talk to people about, how often are you going? And what's the color like? And how many wipes, believe it or not? Because some people, I would say, if it's three or more wipes, and if they're wiping a ton, then I'm like, well, there's probably a lot of mucus happening in the colon, or a lot of residual matter that, in Chinese medicine, we would say that that's dampness that's accumulated in the colon, because that's from foods of like having too much gluten or even alcohol or excess carbohydrates. I'm not here to say that carbohydrates are bad for us, but it's a matter of what's the balance that's actually correct for the individual. And that I think that we're over consuming that. As Natasha said, we, you know, are in a society where at one point we were told that fats are bad for us. So people were consuming excess carbs, and the balance was drastically thrown off. And I think when we go back to digestion, it is about eating right. It is about, for sure, taking your probiotics, which I personally think should be as commonplace as a multivitamin. However, with that said, when people think about stress, they don't think about hormones at all. They don't think that that's a hormonal imbalance. If you're chronically stressed, you're hormonally compromised. And the problem with that is that if you are someone who's under a massive chronic state of stress, it warrants even more so for you to be taking care of your gut bacteria, because it will be compromised because you're stressed. Your bacteria should be there to work for you, not against you. So you need to be able to reinstate the probiotics that are there to help to offset a lot of the negative effects from daily go stress that we tend to have in North America.
You know, Natasha, on that same kind of topic, you know, we somehow we have still embraced the drugstores and the pharmaceutical symptomatic relief categories today. And we rely on them for everything from, you know, help with diarrhea to help with constipation, you know, bumps and bruises and everything from, you know, colds and flus and you name it. We're self-medicating and we're exhausted and we're desperate. But it's just hard to think that something could be as basic as building quality gut health and reestablishing your foundation of your body to let it do the job it was meant to do.
Yeah, precisely. I think what we've had is, you know, starting in the 1950s with the completely inappropriate diet that was recommended by the USDA, and now they're exhibiting new guidelines and talking about taking away the high level of carbohydrates that we've introduced into our diet, and especially the processed foods. You know, that aside from the hormonal imbalance, the bacteria actually can trigger certain production of compounds and molecules that actually make us addicted to the food. And when we stop consuming the simple sugars and even the artificial sweeteners, our body has withdrawal type symptoms. So it becomes, you know, a subliminal need where the bacteria want to be fed a certain food, and especially the pathogens love the sugary products. And so they're going to stimulate you to make certain hormones, not allow you to excrete excess hormones, because they're doing it for their own interest. They're not there to help you. And that's why the beauty of the what we call the probiotic or the beneficial bacteria, they're actually helping us because it helps them. Because one thing you can learn about bacteria, they don't do anything that's not in their best interest. So luckily for us, the beneficial bacteria have a vested interest in keeping us healthy and making our bodies function more, in harmony or at a higher processing level. Because just think about this, that the immense amount of billions upon billions of chemical reactions that happen in your body. And all of that is controlled by the level of the bacteria that you have in your gut that's friendly to you and not harmful to you. And all I can say to you in very simplistic terms that our diet in this country for the last 40 years and the abuse of antibiotics and other prescriptive drugs and the toxins in our environment have completely changed this picture of health. And now, you know, we have to do whatever we can to fix the foundation. I tell people before you do anything else, please, you got to take the right probiotic supplementation. You have to fix your diet, get the healthy fats in, and you have to engage in some light exercise or whatever exercise you can engage in. And that is the beginning of the transformation. And then for whatever our particular needs are, then we add these other compounds that will help us achieve what we're looking for. And what are we all looking for? We all know we can't live forever, but none of us want to end up in a nursing home. And the time to start thinking about that is really when the time you're born and the parents start thinking about how they can keep that internal ecosystem functioning appropriately so that you're not exposed to disease, because every disease state has a profound impact on your aging and how you will be healthy or unhealthy when you reach your later years.
You know, Melissa, as you're training and teaching and educating and lecturing and you know, bringing all this information forward, do you find that you're educating more women than men, or are you seeing kind of a divide down the middle?
That's a great question. I actually probably focused more on women. However, with that said, the wonderful thing is that as these women are getting results, their husbands are starting to follow. Because they're saying, wow, you're getting these results and you're losing weight. And what is it about you? You seem different. Like, you seem happier. And, you know, their sex lives have improved. And their energies have improved. And their outlook on life has improved. Their entire well-being has improved. And I think that the best thing that we can do versus trying as a person, not as a practitioner, but just as a person, not to preach health, but to live by example. And I think that that's huge. And as Natasha was saying, you know, especially with probiotics, like, you can take all the supplements you want in the world, but truthfully, if your body isn't assimilating it properly in the gut, it could be a waste, and we don't want to do that, because there's some great supplements out there that we could be reaping benefits from. And truthfully, if we actually help to support our gut through it, then that multivitamin and, you know, maybe our protocol for hormonal balance will all be so much more worth it in the end.
You know, it makes good sense, and it is true. You know, behind every healthy man is a healthy woman pushing a little bit. You know, because we need the support. We don't talk about our health very much, so we need all the support we can get. So passing on that information and getting that radiated information from the people that are taught and doing it in the right direction, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, like, you know, we've got such great experts out there, and we've got, you know, great people who are out there talking about the importance of gut health. Natasha definitely has been around, you know, talking about this. She's dedicated her life towards this. We're seeing books come out like The Grain Brain and, you know, Brain Maker and all these different books to really talk and validate exactly what we've been saying, that if you're stressed, if you're hormonally imbalanced, if you've got even arthritis, pains in the joints, even in Chinese medicine, this all breaks down to gut health. And that's really where we need to start, is the core, the furnace of our entire, you know, body kitchen that's happening.
Well, I want to thank both of my guests today, Natasha Trenev and Melissa Ramos, for being here. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all my segments, visit the show page on RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.